Part 4. Directions. In this part, you will hear some talks given by a single person. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. You will only hear the talks one time, and they will not be printed in your test book. Choose the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
Thank you for joining the staff meeting today. I'm glad to report that the number of customers joining Alpine Fitness Center has been increasing steadily since its opening. We want to keep this trend, so we'll start providing free internet access from June 1st. They can bring any portable device and connect it to our wireless network. In order to make customers aware of this change, we'll put up stickers at the entrance as well as on the walls in the exercise room. If you have any other ideas to promote this new feature, please email them to me by Thursday night.
Number 71. Where does the speaker work? Number 72. What will customers be able to have from June? Number 73. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Tony. It's Greg. Hey, thanks for lending me your projector for the presentation. It went really well, and I think we might even get a few sales. The projector is so small and light that I was able to carry it in my briefcase. Anyway, I'm done with it. So I was wondering what to do with it. I wasn't planning on returning to the office this evening, but if you need the projector, I will. Otherwise, please wait until tomorrow morning. Call me back. Thanks again.
Number 74. What does the speaker say he has done? Number 75. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"Anyway, I'm done with it"?
Number 76. What is the listener asked to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
The Transamerica Express regrets to inform passengers that we are unable to leave the station on schedule. There appears to be a problem with the engine, and we anticipate that it may take until 5:30 or 6 o'clock to carry out repairs. The air conditioning isn't running and will be unable to serve dinner in the dining car. Staff will be handing out vouchers you can use at any of the station restaurants, so please have something to eat while you wait. Our new estimated time of departure is 7 o'clock this evening. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Number 77. What has caused the delay? Number 78. What will the listeners receive? Number 79. When is the train expected to depart? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Welcome to DG Instruments Family Day. I'm Jake, and I'll be guiding you around the factory. Shortly, we'll start the tour by visiting the showroom, but let me explain a couple of rules before that. First of all, please wear a helmet while you're inside the factory. You must also keep between the yellow lines marked on the floor. Finally, photos are only allowed in the cafeteria and at the entrance. Any questions? Okay, let's take a look at a display of DG Instruments' latest products.
Number 80. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 81. According to the speaker, where are the listeners allowed to take pictures? Number 82. What will the listeners do next? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I'd like to announce something before we leave for the day. 2 weeks ago, Bill Goodman presented our designs for a luxury hotel on the waterfront at Gladys Point. It's the biggest construction contract this company has ever tried to win. The hotel has a huge budget and will take more than 12 months to build. As you can imagine, there was a lot of competition. Well, you know what? We got the contract. They awarded it to us this morning. I want to thank Bill and his team for their excellent work, so let's celebrate tonight. I've prepared a little treat for us in the cafeteria.
Number 83. What kind of business does the woman work for? Number 84. Why does the woman say,
"You know what?"
Number 85. What will the listeners most likely do tonight? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast.
This week, a new weekly television show will have its premiere on Channel 7. It's a documentary focusing on the lives of five young athletes trying to be selected for professional teams. It's called Road to the Stadium, and in a few moments, I'll be interviewing the director, Molly Jackson. Channel 7 is promoting Road to the Stadium heavily, and you can learn more about the program on the website. But now, let me introduce this exciting young director who's here for her first ever interview on live television. Molly, thank you very much for visiting the show.
Number 86. What is the broadcast about? Number 87. Who is Molly Jackson? Number 88. Where is additional information available? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following advertisement.
The HomerScan is a portable scanner that you can use out of the box. If space in your home or office is being taken up by documents and you seem to take a long time to find important records and printed information, it's just what you need. Simply put your documents in the paper feeder and have them transferred electronically to your hard drive. Customers who order before May 30th get a handy carry case for no extra charge. It's perfect for carrying your HomerScan between home and work.
Number 89. What is being advertised? Number 90. What advantage does the speaker mention about the product? Number 91. What can customers get by ordering before May 30th? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement and schedule.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all enjoying the McFly Tool Spring Picnic. It's really lovely to see so many of our employees spending this happy time with their families. Every year, we ask the new recruits to put on a performance as a way of breaking the ice. If you look at the schedule, you'll see that they are supposed to appear next. However, it seems that they're having some trouble with their equipment. So I've asked Holly Whitfield to give her performance first. We're setting up the stage for her, and she'll start shortly. The seats at the front will fill up quickly, so you better hurry.
Number 92. Where does the announcement take place? Number 93. Look at the graphic. What will be performed on stage next? Number 94. What does the speaker recommend? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and list.
Before we conclude this morning's meeting, I'd like to talk about the advertisement we'll be running in the Beaumont Times newspaper this week. If you take a moment to look at the handout in front of you, you'll see the design of the advertisement I'm considering. If you want to suggest any changes, send me an email today. I'll be placing the advertisement tomorrow afternoon, so please be quick. Now, naturally, the longer we can run the advertisement, the better, but it won't be cheap. After looking at this price list for a half-page advertisement, I've decided to run the advertisement for 4 days from Wednesday through Saturday.
Number 95. What are the listeners asked to look at? Number 96. When will the speaker request an advertisement? Number 97. Look at the graphic. How much will the company most likely be charged for advertising? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk and menu.
Welcome to Spargo's. My name is Kathy, and I'll be serving you this afternoon. Our lunch menu has a selection of pizza, pasta, seafood, and chicken. The seafood dish is on special today. If you'd like to support suppliers of locally grown ingredients, I recommend that you choose a menu item with a star next to it. We're really proud that Spargo's was recently included in Glamour Dining Magazine's list of the top 5 San Francisco restaurants. To celebrate, we've added some delicious new entrees, including Asian garlic noodles. Would you like to order now, or should I come back in a few minutes?
Number 98. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 99. Look at the graphic. What does the speaker say about the tandoori spiced chicken? Number 100. What does the speaker imply about Spargo's? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.